So as a venue, Auckland's been there, done that, of course, not just with the America's Cup, but major international events like the Rugby World Cup. Last time we had it, 2000, 2003, the regattas bought in, they reckon, about $500 million. The number they're touting this time round, double that. So what do we need to do? What do we need to build? Former Auckland councillor Simon Milne, big part of the organising of the 2000-2003 regattas, and he is with us. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, mate. Scott Mill speaking.
Scott Mill, my sincere apologies. Yeah. My thinking of the blueprint is that we've already got something in place here. We sort of know how to do it. Therefore, that's our advantage, isn't it?
Yes, certainly. We've got a lot of experience within the country. And we've also, I think, matured incredibly since the last Cup. You know, when we were doing it in the early 2000s, it was a bit ho-hum for most New Zealanders. They didn't believe that we were capable of being on the world stage. But in the ensuing 15 years, the country has matured and we've really started to understand and really appreciate and enjoy the value of major global events. Rugby World Cup is the easiest to think of, but if you look back just a few months to the Veteran Games, we can compete on the world stage for viewer time and for global participation. So that's a big change. I think we've also learned to enjoy ourselves a bit more and sort of come out of our skin as we've matured as a country. So yes, we've got lots of advantages, but like Team New Zealand, we have lots of challenges as well.
Do we have to build a lot of stuff? Because all the things we had downtown Auckland last time are now gone or used in a different way. And further, who's involved? Council, government, Team New Zealand, or all of them?
Well, look, there's two questions there. First of all, the second part, the real key to success here is exactly what is repeating exactly what Grant Dalton and his boys have done, and that is forming a team. There's a huge number of stakeholders, central government, local government, they're the obvious ones, but you've got to think about the marine industry, the ports of Auckland, heart of the city, Ngāti Whātua. You know, there's a whole bunch of entities which need to be included in the development of a new base. In terms of new actual new stuff, look, land is important. The buildings that tend to go on the land are not particularly expensive nor particularly permanent. They're sheds, they're hangars. In many cases, they were removed, repurposed, or in some cases demolished. But the clear space is a challenge. But really, the bigger picture is about getting a team who can work in the same direction for the same purpose without too many egos getting in the way and without selfishness getting in the way. That will be our downfall.
All right, Scott, appreciate your expertise very much. Scott Milne, part of the planning committee in 2000-2003. The good news is we've got 4 years, and the further good news is the world's our oyster. We can do whatever we want. We can own it. It's brilliant.